Father, we thank you for this convocation week. As we kick it off, we're entering in with nonstop praise and worship. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. We thank you for the enabling of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the power of God that's coming to rest upon us, even during this time. And we thank you for the entrance of your word that brings light and gives understanding. Let that light shine, even as it is written, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. Well, let that light shine even brighter in our hearts, even through this time, because it is said in the word of God that the path of the righteous is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We will not walk in darkness. We will be in the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. And we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, why is it important to praise the Lord? Now, we are set for battle. We should be in battle array. The part of our weapons, or the, you might say, you know, the, we got, you know, when people are going into battle, they pick their weapons and they pick, and then you may have your arsenal full of many things. Well, we want to put on praise and worship during this time. It's going to be one of our greatest tools, you know, praise and worship, and of course, prayer, right? And fasting, they all go together. And also, you know, we consecrate ourselves. Consecration itself is by itself, it's not just fasting. It means, you know, setting yourself apart, you know, that we may be like a vessel of honor that the Lord can use. So we take time, you know, to set ourselves apart from all distractions and things and focus on the Lord. And, but as we go in, let's talk about praise and worship. And we're going to do some of that here this morning. You know, there is no one like the psalmist throughout that Bible and knows how to praise the Lord. I mean, you can count up to, you know, over 100 psalms that's just psalms of praise. It's 150 of them, but over 100 of them is just praising the Lord mostly. Praise, so powerful. And we see examples. Now, these are things that we know, but sometimes we forget, you know, so we want to make sure that it's front and center during this convocation week. You know, we got to praise the Lord. We're going to see examples where people use the praises of the Lord to get themselves the victory. Praising and the high praises of God too, you know, it's a powerful, powerful tool in our hands. So it's not just praising the Lord, you know, in the corner. No, it's praising the Lord even openly. That's right. Praise God. You know, praise God in the face of anything, you know, to bring glory to the Lord. Several stories come to mind. You know, the story around Jericho, as they went around, you know, the city, seven times, and the last one, they shouted with a voice of triumph. You know, I think that shout is a shout of praise, because Psalm 47 and verse 1 says, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise the Lord. You know, Psalm 98 and verse 4 says, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. You know, that comes with, you know, rejoicing and praising the Lord go together. And, but you, you know, you make his praise to be known. Psalm 107 verses 15 and 16 say, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. On and on and on. Psalm 149 says, let the saints rejoice in glory with the high praises of God. Well, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And then a sharp two-edged sword in their hand. So it looks like it's the high praises of God that actually enables the sword. You know, praise the Lord. You know, I'll come back and read some more of this, Psalms and the wonderful praises, you know, but let's look at some elements, you know, in the story of Jehoshaphat against the three armies that came up with them. We've talked about this multiple times, but it's important for us to look at it and see how they used their praises to gain themselves confidence, you know, for the battle. The first thing that we see, you can read all the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you know, but, you know, the power that is in praise, you can see it in verses 21 to 22. But before that, the Lord gave a promise. And as soon as Jehoshaphat heard the promise, he began to worship. And he led the praise and the worship, commanded all the people to praise the Lord, and even sought out those who knew how to make the praises of God glorious, according to the commandments of David, the king. And they found some of the sons of Asaph and different ones that know, skilled on those instruments and know how to praise the Lord. You know, and they put them out there in front of the army to make a joyful noise and to praise the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. And when you are doing that, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do in preparation for when you're going out to battle. But what they did in preparation was, number one, they worshiped. Hallelujah. Immediately they heard the word of promise that you shall not need to fight in this battle. The Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. Immediately they heard that word of promise. The next thing the king did was to worship. And the Lord said, tomorrow, you're going to go down here, give them the strategy of how they're going to do it. But today, Jehoshaphat said, well, while we are waiting, someone said yesterday or the other day, he said, while you are in the hallway waiting, well, begin to praise the Lord before the door gets opened. Well, that's exactly what Jehoshaphat did while they were waiting for that promise that the Lord said, tomorrow. He said, well, today I'm going to worship. And so they began to worship and they began to praise the Lord. They bowed down before the Lord. They worshiped. They praised the beauty of holiness. And, you know, he wasn't satisfied with that even. He said, well, I praised before the battle. I'm actually also going to praise during the battle. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of elements, you know, to learn from that story. You know, they praised the Lord before the battle. That praise the Lord into the battle. They praise the Lord through the battle. And they praise the Lord after the battle. I mean, it was just amazing. You know, as they were going to face their enemies, they put praises in front. And throughout the time that the battle was going on, which It was the Lord fighting for them. They were just busy praising the Lord. And then when it was all over, they came back. You know, they came back and they praised the Lord some more. You know, so praising the Lord ahead of the battle, while the battle is going on, and then even after the battle. They went into the wilderness of Tekoa to face their enemies, but they went with praise. And afterward, they came into the valley of Baraka again to praise the Lord, you know, after the battle was over, you know. So it was praises all the way. And I want us to enter into this convocation week. You know, there will be more, you know, but I'm, you know, just taking my time, not trying to get ahead of the Holy Spirit or anything. You know, just take my time, praise the Lord. Let's see what the Lord will release. You know, I mean, I can jump right in and start to do one thing or the other, but no, let's just praise the Lord and see what the Lord is going to release. Now, praising the Lord. That whole story is the best example that I can use today. But there are, you know, a few other stories here and there, you know, that we see where people were in one kind of trouble or the other, apart from all the things that the psalmist said, but that the praises got them out of it. We see in Acts chapter 16, there was Paul and Silas that were in prison. And at midnight, we are told, they sang praises unto the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. So it wasn't exactly, they were not just exactly singing in a corner or hiding or just, no. They were joyful. They didn't mind the circumstances that, you know, were in prison. Well, they just decided to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord anyhow. They were not praising the Lord so that they could be heard. But that's the way they know to praise the Lord, is to make his praise glorious. No matter if they were heard or not. You know, people being around where they were or what's around them didn't bother them at all. Did not change or influence their praise. Now, as a lesson to learn from that as well. You know, where we are, our circumstances or what surrounds us or who is around us should not change how we praise the Lord. You know, that's the way that David was when the ark was coming home. You know, he did not matter to him at all that anybody was looking or not looking. And he threw off his crown, cast away his garments, and begin to dance and flip and do all kinds of stuff, cartwheels or whatever. I don't know what he was doing. I mean, he was just doing, you know, and but that's how he felt. It didn't matter to him that anybody was looking. It didn't matter to him that he was king or anything, you know. So, I mean, he praised the Lord. He praised the Lord with all his mind. The Bible said he praised the Lord, danced before the Lord with all his might. Wow. You know, can we do that? Can anybody actually do that? You know, and praise the Lord with all your might. Well, absolutely. David did it. You know, and I know people, I've seen people, you know, in Nigeria do that. You know, back in the day when I was still living there, and occasionally sometimes when I go back there, go into the fellowship, and, you know, people dance before the Lord with all their might. I mean, you can see, I mean, my goodness. You know, and they can take one song, do it for 30 something minutes. And I mean, they will be covered with sweat. They will be dancing with all their power and their strength before the Lord. I'm like, oh my Lord. Yeah, in the United States. Oh my goodness. We just come in here, fold our arms. Some people can't even praise the Lord, can't even throw up their hands before the Lord. You know, you just say a couple of few things, sing a few songs, or just sit back, relax, watch the praise team, do the thing. You know, and people got gotten spoiled. You know, nobody can praise the Lord for you. You got to praise the Lord yourself. I don't care if praise team or not. Yeah, they're good, you know, just like the praisers that Jehoshaphat engaged. But all the people were engaged as well. You know, you got to praise the Lord. You know, so here's what we want to emphasize through this time of consecration. Let it be nonstop praise and worship. You know, how do we do nonstop? Well, we know the scripture admonishes us to pray without ceasing. Well, I'm telling you, praise the Lord without ceasing. We're raising the bar a notch or several notches higher. You know, how do you pray without ceasing? That's number one. But number two, how do you praise the Lord without ceasing? Well, some people have said, well, you know, you can pray without ceasing by always put your mind on the Lord's, you know, praying the Holy Ghost, do this and do that. No matter where you are, you can pray. You're in the bathroom, you can pray. You're on your bed, you can pray. Well, you know, I say you can do all those things too with praise. And when your praise is actually higher, you know, you can sing aloud on your bed, say, let the saints sing aloud on their beds. You can praise the Lord. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him all the day long. That's a song we sing like that, you know. So, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down, praise him all the day long. You can do it, you know. And Sammy said, look, seven times a day, he praised the Lord, offered his prayer before the Lord. I don't think he came in there and just said, praise the Lord, and walked away. Oh, no. Well, you know, let's see, you know, some of the ways that he praised the Lord. You see that throughout the Psalms, his praises were unique. They were not just, you know, one-liners that just said, you know, praise the Lord and then move on. You know, some people think that praising the Lord just mean say praise the Lord. And then when they say praise the Lord, you know, we're waiting for someone to say hallelujah, and that's it. You know, well, yeah, that's good. That's part of praising the Lord, but it's a way of life, actually. Worship is a way of life. Jesus said the Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, you can read that exchange between Jesus and the so-called woman at the well. Jesus said, God is a spirit, John 4 and 24. You know, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But the verse before that, he said, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. So, I mean, God is actually on a search. It's on a search. Well, will he help? Will you help the Lord to find what he's looking for in you? Psalm 65 says, praise waited for thee, O Lord, in Zion. Well, if the Lord is looking, Zion is saying, come on in here and you'll find praise right here. Well, I tell you what, we are the Zion now. So will praise be waiting for the Lord out of your mouth and in your heart? Well, let him know it and he'll come there. Praise is the one thing that will draw him in, you know, it'll just draw him in, because the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So when you know how to praise the Lord, he's going to come on in there. Glory to God. And it's a powerful way to enter into consecration. It's praising the Lord. And many of us have experienced I mean, you know that when you are praising the Lord and you really get to the Spirit, you've experienced it. There's a feeling, and even, you know, Holy Spirit begin to speak, you know, so we know that it is real, you know, but we want to carry it through all of this consecration time before the Lord. That was the reason why the Lord said that he chose this man's throne, you know, above everyone else. Let's read some of the ways that he praised the Lord. He said, "O Lord, our Lord," Psalm 8, "how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens." Hallelujah. Well, you know, it is good to read the Psalms, but it's also good to add our own praise unto him. If you see how the psalmist praises the Lord, then you will learn, you know, how to make his praise glorious too out of your mouth. I mean, the psalmist, he knew how to just praise the Lord. Call out his name, call out his handiwork, call out the great things that he's done, call out how mighty his arm is, call him out as his shield and his defense and his rock and his hiding place and his strong tower. I mean, all these things, he knew how to do it. So let's learn from David, the man of God, the man after God's heart. Psalm 9, I'm going to just read through some of these psalms, chapter by chapter, just to see all of the praises. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad, rejoice in thee, and I will praise, sing praise to thy name, O thou most high." Well, you know, that was his determination, and he followed through with it. Verse 11, "Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings." Amen. Well, let me jump to, you know, just go through quickly here. I'll just pick out a few psalms. You know, Psalm 18, Psalm 18 is a powerful psalm, you know, as many as others as well. Psalm 18, let's read verse 46. Praise the Lord. "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted." That's a song we sing like that. "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock." He called the Lord his rock. And he called the Lord the God of his salvation. Well, no wonder. Lord always did great things for this man. Look at Psalm 29 and pick up a couple of verses there. You know, Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. You know, prayer is wonderful, but praising the Lord is even better. Hallelujah. If we can praise the Lord more with the beauty of, in the beauty of holiness, we can see how the Lord will even answer much quicker. Praise the Lord. And this was one thing that, you know, the psalmist knew how to do. He knew how to praise the Lord. And every time and in every situation, he found a way to praise the Lord. "Give unto the Lord," he said, "O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness," he said. Praise the Lord. So, you know, let's learn how to, and let's practice it throughout this time of consecration to praise the Lord. Psalm 31, and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, O Lord, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thy name, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. So this is the way, and he loved to testify. Psalm 34, verses 1 to 3. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually. Now, that's at all times, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren. That's continually, he said also, be my mouth. So remember, let's practice it throughout this week. Bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise be continually in your mouth. Make your boast in the Lord. Well, what does it mean to make my boast in the Lord? I say, well, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. That's how you make your boast in the Lord. That's right. You know, you declare it that the Lord is able to do it. You make your boast in the Lord. You say, well, our God is with us. The God of Jacob is our strength. He will be with us, and these our enemies, their defense is departed from them. We will have them for lunch. I mean, you make your boast in the Lord. Say, we are able to do it. Let's go up at once. Take this place. Make your boast in the Lord. Say, well, the Lord has commanded us to go forward. We're able to do it. And we are going to do it too. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 40, he's talking about giving testimony to the Lord. I mean, if I were to sit down and count it, he said, they are more to be numbered than I can even number. Praise the Lord. He said, look, many, O Lord, Psalm 40 verse 5, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. Hallelujah. You know, and thy thoughts towards us. He said, look, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. And if I would declare and speak of them, they are more that can be numbered. But speak of them. That's right. You know, do the best you can. Remember the ones you can. You know, call out his goodness. Tell of his wonderful works. As the scripture says, don't just say, well, you know, that more than I can number. Well, yeah, number what you can remember. Call it out. Praise God. Call it out. Hallelujah. I praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. You know, Psalm 57. Many are, you know, the praises of the Lord in the mouth of this one. You know, and sometimes people think that when you come into consecration such as this, it's all about digging deep and praying and pouring out our hearts to the Lord. Well, yeah. But you know, I guarantee you, praising the Lord is higher. You know, so, you know, before we get into all of that, and we will be praying, and you'll be praying throughout the day too. But remember, you know, exalt the name of the Lord with your praises. Yeah, that's even higher than anything. Be thou exalted, O God, Psalm 57 and verse 5, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. That's right, you know. Because the Lord himself, you know, will deliver you from all the net that the enemy will set for you. He said, look, they have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They digged a pit before me into which thereof they are falling themselves. Praise God. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. Well, what is your heart fixed on? But this man said, well, my heart is fixed on praising the Lord. I will sing and give praise. Awake, oh my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. And I will awake myself early. I will praise the Lord, even among the people. And I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, let thy glory be above all the earth. Yeah. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Now, as we go through some of these psalms, you know, just be praising the Lord along as we are doing it. This is what we are going to be doing throughout, you know, this. This is going to be a different kind of consecration. We'll be praying, but we're going to praise the Lord a lot and see what the Lord can do. Because praise is so powerful. Now, Psalm 72 and verse 18. Blessed be the Lord God, even the God of Israel, who alone doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. When you praise the Lord like that, and I love that amen and amen. That's why I always say, you know, when you praise the Lord like that and say, you know, he's the only one that can do wondrous things. When you say, let his name be blessed, his glorious name forever and ever. When you say, let the whole earth be filled with his glory and so on. Well, the Lord is going to respond in kind. You know, that's why the Lord always responded to this man. The Lord would thunder from the heavens when this man prayed. Coals of fire will be kindled before him. You know, the Lord will stand up right upon the, you know, clouds, and they will blast with his nostrils and do all these things because of David's prayers. But David's prayers were not just a prayer of, Lord, you know, give me this, Father, give me that. Lord, give me this, Father, give me that. You know, that was not just his prayer. His prayer was mostly praising the Lord, you know, and calling out his glory. Telling him how great he is. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and the power and the glory and so forth. And when you call, when you know how to call him out like that, then he will respond. He will flex his arms. You know, it's like God will flex his arms, that our right hand and our holy arm has given him the victory. You know, praise the Lord. And when the Lord responds for you, you know, if you know how to get him to blast with his nostrils, to thunder upon your enemies, you know, to speak with a voice that caused even the heavens to shake because of you. When he was wrath, David said, well, it's because you know how to praise the Lord. And when you know how to do it, well, you're going to see that the Lord will respond even quicker than when we're just praying. Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2 is another song that we sing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. To show forth, you know, his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. So between morning and evening, now keep the praises of God going, you know, in your mouth. You know, show forth his loving kindness when you start the day out. Keep his loving kindness and praises in your mouth throughout the day. And you come back and show his testimony, how faithful he was throughout the day. Hallelujah. He will be with you. Praise God. Psalm 95 is a psalm of worship. You know, it's a good psalm of worship. He said, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the God of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Now, that's a joyful noise. That's not just a quiet praise. That's a joyful noise. You know, the psalmist, he liked to say, make a loud noise, sir, and rejoice and sing praise. Now, when I've noticed that when it comes to praising the Lord, that's when people want to be quiet. You know, the same people can go out to a football game or whatever, or, you know, scream and shout and yell and holler. You know, but, you know, when it comes to praising the Lord, it's like, oh, people want to be civilized. I mean, they want to be this and that and so on. Well, David didn't care about all of that. Cast forth his crown, cast away his garments, began to do the cartwheel before the Lord. And I guarantee you, the Lord chose that man. He said, the Lord is a great God, a great king above all gods. He said, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker. People have forgotten to do that these days. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Psalm 96 says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Do you know the Lord can give you a new song? That's right. You may not even remember it after you finish singing it. That's why, you know, you get a new song, you quickly get something to tape it. You record it because, you know, you may not remember it. But the Lord give you a new song, you know. He will just give you a new song and it'll be a beautiful song. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day, every day of this convocation week. Show forth his salvation. Declare even his glory among the heathen. It's not only among believers, you know, even among unbelievers. Tell of the goodness of the Lord. That's what the psalmist said. Declare his wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great and is greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. Hallelujah. For all the gods of the nations are idols. You know, this is the way psalmist praised the Lord. He told the Lord, he said, look, all the gods of these nations, they are idols. They are the men of works hands. They are even the rebellion in their hearts. But thou, O Lord, are the one that dwelleth in the midst of the cherubim, sir. Woo-hoo. When you praise the Lord like that, you know, then God's going to do something for you. You know, Hezekiah learned that too, you know, from David. Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord, you know, is great. He said, give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Bring an offering of praise, I say, and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Say even among the heathen, even among unbelievers, let them know that the Lord reigneth. You don't have to say that only when you are in the congregation of the righteous. Say it even among unbelievers that the Lord reigneth. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let everything be joyful that is in there, because the Lord is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and his people with his truth. I mean, you begin to praise the Lord and declare it like that. You know, God loves it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 98. I'll read a couple of verses there. I'm just going through the Psalms to show you all the places where this man would praise the Lord. You know, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. That's the same thing he said in Psalm 96. For he had done marvelous things. Marvelous things. Yeah. He has done marvelous things. I mean, the Lord has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. So we don't need to hide it either. Show it. Glory to God. Lord, I remember his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. Well, the Lord has remembered his truth and his mercy toward the house of the Adeyemis. Put your name there. Praise God. You know, Israel doesn't have exclusivity on the Lord. You know, put your name there. Call him the God of, put your name there. Instead of just God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or it's the God of Yato, Adeyemi, that's my God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Put the name of the Lord. Associate his name with your name. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. We're going to do that at the end of my reading of these Psalms. I'm just reading the Psalms. Did you know that in the book of Nehemiah, that's what they did. On the fasting day, they read the scriptures. They stood and they prayed. So that's what I'm doing here. On the fasting day, I'm just reading the scriptures. And the scriptures I chose to read are the Psalms. So I'm reading the scriptures and I'm just reading through the Psalms. So just read along and praise the Lord along. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in. Let all the floods even clap their hands. Let everything be joyful before the Lord. You know, that's the way the psalmist put it. So on the fasting day, we're reading through the scriptures. Psalm 99, verses 1 to 3. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion and is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. That's right. You know, that's the way you do it. That's the way you show forth his praise. Jump to verse 9 of that same verse. Exalt the Lord our God of that same psalm, and worship at his holy hill. for the Lord our God is holy. And then I'm going to read the whole of Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. I say his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. He said, I will bless the Lord, he said, and he command his soul even to bless the Lord. He command everything inside of him to bless the Lord. I mean, can you do that? Can you command everything that's inside of you to bless the Lord? Yeah. You know, so when your stomach is not feeling right during this time, command it to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, make, you know, everything that's inside of you. That's what he said. Everything that is inside of me, you know, I will praise the Lord with it. And I will, you know, remember his forgivenesses. I will remember his healings. I will remember that he's the one that satisfied my mouth with good things. I mean, on and on and on. This man, he knew how to praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. This is how you talk to your soul. And this is how you praise the Lord. You know, who healeth all thy diseases. Redeemeth my life from destruction. Crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercy. Satisfieth my mouth with good things. And renews my youth like the eagles. My goodness. This man, he sure knew how to praise the Lord. Let's read verse 17 of that same verse. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Upon them that fear him and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105, you know, even Psalm 104, he has something to say there as well. Bless the Lord, O my soul, the Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. And he called the Lord, you are the one that cover yourself with light as with a garment. You stretch forth the heavens like a curtain. He told the Lord, you know, and so forth. He just knew how to bless the Lord. He told the Lord that the Lord laid the foundations of the earth, you know, and so forth. Now, Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That's how you testify. Sing unto him and sing psalms unto him. Talk ye all of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his name. Well, you know, Jeremiah said, well, you know, if any man wants to glory, let him glory in this one thing, you know, that they know me, that I am a God of truth, that I execute righteousness and judgment in the earth. Well, how do you glory in the Lord? You talk of his holiness. Praise the Lord. Talk of his holiness. Talk of all the things, you know, that he does. Hallelujah. Associate yourself with him. You know, acquaint thyself in him and thou shalt be established, Job said. You know, return unto the Lord, thereby shall peace come unto you. Even in the remembrance of him is great blessing. When you remember the Lord, you bless his name and so forth, he will in turn, he will bless you. You know, he said, you know, your covenant, I mean, your houses, your chambers will be filled with silver and gold. And you know how to return to him and acquaint yourself with him and call upon his name and make his praise glorious. It will be a blessing unto you. Psalm 105, verses 15 and 16. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Now the psalmist, he lamented. He looked around. He saw that people were not praising the Lord and he wasn't happy. He said, look at all the things that God has done. He has broken the gates of brass. Cut asunder the bars of iron for you. Therefore, you ought to praise the Lord. Oh, that man would sing that song too, would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, because he has broken the gates of brass. Now, during this consecration, before it's over, we're going to break some gates of brass. We're going to cut asunder some bars of iron that are holding people back, so that you can truly emerge. Glory to God. And I praise the name of the Lord. I'm excited. I've seen it in the spirit. You know, by his grace, when we get to the crossover for the end of this convocation, crossover into the second half of the year, we're not taking any chains along. Glory to God. The door's been kicked down. He said, go through and go through. Make a way for the ransom of the Lord. Come on in. That's right. You know, we're going to command the gates to be open. If they don't open, we're going to break them down. Because they have broken the gates of brass. You know, cut asunder the bars of iron. We're coming in the name of the Lord to come against. I'm coming this week against many gates of brass. You know, what are the gates? You know, well, a gate is designed to keep something in and keep something out, you know, and the gates that are being referred to here are such that are there to keep you out of God's blessings, keep you jammed in the bars of iron. It's like prison. You know, they put those bars in the, on the doors and on the windows and everything, you know, they can't get out of there, get them jammed in there. Well, the Lord said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and anointed me to bust people out of prison. Yeah, open the prison doors and let the oppressed go free. That's what we're going to be doing during this time. He said that, you know, you break the bands of wickedness. You undo the heavy burdens. You let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. We're going to be doing all of that before this series is over. But first, we'll praise the Lord. That's what gets these things in motion. That's what gets the praises, is what gets the victory in motion. Praise the Lord. So as we go through, remember, the praises of the Lord. That's right. Look at Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. I say, praise, O ye sons and daughters of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. You know, it's a song like that also. On the rising of the sun, the going down of the same. Adonai will praise his name. Hallelujah. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory is above the heavens. And he, you know, sometimes he will ask questions like this. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, and yet can humble himself to behold all the things that are in the heaven? You know, yeah. Even the heaven is inside his stomach, you know. You know, God feels everything. The universe is right in his belly. That's right. It's nothing outside of him. You know, and looks at the earth. The earth is nothing. Inhabitants thereof are like grasshoppers. Nothing. He raised up the poor out of the dust. Lifted up the needy out of the dunghill. Praise God. He set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. He does these things too. And, you know, talking about, you know, setting up, I mean, bringing people out of the dunghill, making them princes. I love this story in 2 Samuel chapter 9. And David understood that concept. One day he come out here after the Lord had given him rest on all sides. And after he had become king and everything finally, he said, well, you know, who is among you of all the sons of Saul, that I may do him some good because of all the good that Jonathan did to me. Praise God. They found this man called Mephibosheth, who was in the dunghill at that time. You know, they had cut him off. He was almost going to be killed. Somehow his nurse, you know, kept him and everything. And he fell down, broke his legs and everything, became crippled. He was living like a beggar. You know, he called himself even a dead dog. You know, although he was a prince, a child of the king, but at that time, you know. But David, he said, come on over and sit down at my table. You will eat bread at my table forever. That's right. And let all the things, everything that Saul owned before, let it be returned to this man. You know, that's how God set the beggar among princes. Let him set a table, set a plate, set a seat for him among the princes. And he will eat bread at my table forever. All these days. That's right. You know, so David, he understood that as well. And he did it. And, you know, Psalm 117 is a short psalm, but it's also about praising the Lord. It's just a couple of verses. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Psalm 118, you know, verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of the Adami now say, well, you put your name there, you know, that his mercy endureth forever. And let them that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. And this man began to tell of his, the, how the Lord delivered him. He said, look, when I was in distress, I called on the Lord, and he delivered me and set me in a large place. He said, when the Lord's on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? He said the same thing in Psalm 27. You know that, look, even when the nations compass me around, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. You know, and when they, anything that rise up against me, they will stumble and fall. I mean, this man here had confidence. They compass me about like bees, quite like the fire of thorns. So in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all, because the Lord is my strength and my song, and it's become my salvation. And the joys, you know, he said, look, the voice of rejoicing and salvation will be in the tabernacles of the righteous. This is going to be one of my declarations, our declarations throughout this. The voice of rejoicing, the voice of salvation will be in your tabernacles. We're not going to hear the voice of sighing or mourning or grief or regret, you know. We will see no evil, and we will hear no evil. The blessing of the Lord, the voice of them that shall make merry, and the voice of them that shall say praise the Lord, shall not cease from your house, in Jesus' name. And he said, I shall not die, but live, and I will declare the works of the Lord. Now, that's a good verse for everybody to be declaring for themselves. Psalm 118 and verse 17. I shall not die. Now, Brother James, I say this on his behalf. He will not die. He will not be a vegetable. He will be restored. He will live. Hallelujah. And he will declare the works of the Lord. You know, and the Lord will be glorified finally. No matter what happened, no matter how it looks now, well, the end of the story is going to be this verse right here. He's going to declare the works of the Lord. And we will be able to say, this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day. Every day you should wake up and say that. Psalm 118 and verse 24. It's a good verse. You know, someone spoke yesterday and said, we need to be intentional. Well, this is being intentional. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, you can be intentional. You can get up in the morning and say, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places, and I have a goodly heritage. You can get up in the morning and say, the womb of the morning is bringing me good news and good things. You know, this day is pregnant with good things. The day is going to bring forth, break forth on every side for me, gladness and joy, mercy and truth, goodness will follow me. And you just declare all these things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's quickly read a few more verses, because we want to, I want to call out some praises. I mean, I want us to shout some praises together, but let me quickly. I intended in my heart today to just read through all the Psalms as the reading on the day of the fasting. That's how they did. And the fasting day, they stood up and read the scriptures. So I am reading the Psalms today on the fasting day. Now, so Psalm 135, you know, coming to the end of the Psalms, but never the end of our praises. Just reading through it. Add your own praises unto the Lord. Use the psalmist's example, but, you know, add your own praises unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, he said in Psalm 135. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord and in the courts of our God. The house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Hallelujah. So for the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. Well, I believe the Lord has chosen me also to make him to be glad. You know, it's a peculiar treasure, something that's pleasant to him. And the Lord chose me, and I thank him. Jesus said it in John chapter 15. He said, look, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You know, so I received that. You know, every day I received that. I said, Lord, you know, I didn't choose you. You chose me. And not only did you choose me, you also ordained me, you know, to be a blessing. Praise God. You can read that in John 15 and verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. Praise the Lord. So that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, Psalm 136, a beautiful, beautiful psalm. You can read through the whole psalm and see how it punctuates it, you know, with the mercy of the Lord enduring forever. But I'm just going to read first few verses, you know, but it is a great, great psalm talking about the mercy of the Lord. That's the other thing also that I'm always excited about is the mercy of the Lord, because I found out that the Lord will never turn a deaf ear to a cry for mercy. Praise the Lord. He will always respond. So Psalm 136 begins to tell us about that, you know, and in many, many of the scriptures, many of the verses throughout that psalm, he just calls out the mercy of the Lord. And read it for yourself when you have time. Read the whole thing when you have time. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, he said, for he's good. He is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Every phrase punctuated by the mercy of the Lord enduring forever. That's a great way to bless the Lord. I mean, David in those days, he would command and say, bless the name of the Lord your God. And the people would say, the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. That's how they praise the Lord. They just say, the Lord is good, and the mercy endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. On and on and on, he says. Praise the Lord. Psalm 145. You know, let's read a few verses there. You know, how again the psalmist continues to praise the Lord. Just continues throughout the Psalms. I will extol thee, O God, my King, and I will bless thy name forever. This is a beautiful, I love this Psalm 145. You know, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. This is another psalm that you should read all of it in your time. Read all of it. Praise God. It's a good one to pray with also, you know, because, you know, it says many things about the Lord upholding them that fall, the Lord, you know, opening his hand and satisfying the desire of, you know, everything and so forth, the Lord being nigh unto them that call him, and preserving all them that love him, and so on. I mean, just all and on and on. Beautiful, beautiful things in that psalm. Praise the Lord. Let's read Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, while I live. You know, as long as you're alive. But there's no praise for the Lord in the grave. So while I live, will I praise the Lord. And I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. That's right. Any being, as long as I'm still alive, I will sing praises to the Lord. Psalm 147. You know, and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, and it is pleasant, he said, and praise is comely. Glory to God. I mean, so you can see throughout the Psalms, you know, and we're going to get through the end of it now. Psalm 148 also. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all ye his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. And I say, praise ye him, all the sons of God. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. And he just called out, said, look, waters, everything, let them praise the name of the Lord. Because he commanded, and they were created. Hallelujah. So let's praise the Lord. Look at verse 11. You know, he said, look, kings of the earth and all the people, no matter what you are, what you think you are, princes and all judges, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heaven and the earth. He also exalted the horn of his people. Now, power, horn means power. You know, power, how do you get increased power? Some people say, well, I want to build capacity. Well, okay. How you do it, there's many ways, but one of the greatest ways to do it is right here. The praise of all his saints is called the horn of his people. That's power to you that the Lord will give you through praising the Lord. That's right. Praise ye the Lord, he said. Amen. You know, and all these things are written for our benefit. Look at verse 6. He said, well, verses 5 and 6. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Even when you are laying down throughout this time, sing aloud on your beds. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand. First, the high praises of God. That's what enables the sword to smite through the heart of the devil, to execute the vengeance upon the hidden punishments upon the demonic forces and every satanic altar. We're going to bring them down. But first, we'll clothe ourselves with the garment of praise. Amen. Now, Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Come on, somebody. Say, praise the Lord even in the dance. You know, praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that had breath, praise the Lord. And then he ends it by saying, praise ye the Lord. After all these psalms, he was still praising the Lord at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lot to read in the book of the Psalms. The testimonies of salvation. You know, the testimonies of the goodness of God, healings, testimonies of various things that the Lord has done. Give those testimonies to the Lord and praise his name. Just remember his goodness every day throughout this convocation week. Now I'm going to say a quick prayer and then we're going to open our mouth and give praise to the Lord. You can sing, you can praise. Do you know you can actually sing in the spirit? That's right. It's a beautiful thing. Try it sometime. Sing in tongues. Praise the Lord. You know, and you can pray with your spirit. You can pray with your understanding. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. As we put on the garment of praise, this day one, encouraging ourselves for nonstop praise and worship throughout this whole week. Hallelujah. Now, let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp two-edged sword in their hand to smite down the forces of darkness. Lord, enable us as we praise the Lord. We know the walls are coming down. We know the enemies will face themselves and fight one another until they be consumed. And the Lord will fight for us. We know that as we praise the Lord, the gates of brass will be broken in pieces and the bars of iron will be shattered and broken. Praise the Lord. We know that the Lord is going to make a way even as we praise the beauty of holiness. And so, Lord, we bless your name. We say, thine, O Lord, is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Ha! Hallelujah. Thou art exalted as head above all. We say, Lord, both riches and honor come from you, and thou reignest over all. We say, Lord, that in thy hand is power, in thy hand is might, and in thy hand it is to make great, to keep, to protect, to bless, to save, to the uttermost. It's all in your hand, Lord, and to heal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, therefore, O Lord, we thank you, and we praise your glorious name. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.